Welcome in to the New Orleans Saints podcast. You'll hear from players, coaches, broadcasters, and writers that cover the NFL on a daily basis. The New Orleans Saints podcast starts right now. Here's your host, Aaron Summers.
Welcome into the New Orleans Saints podcast. I'm Aaron Summers. The Saints added to both the offensive and defensive line this week, signing defensive end Chase Young and offensive lineman Ole Samika Udo. Young is a four-year NFL vet who was selected second overall by the Commanders in 2020 out of Ohio State. In four seasons between Washington and San Francisco, where he was traded to during the 2023 season, so just last year, Young has had 100 tackles, 16 and a half sacks, 20 tackles for a loss, 9 passes defensed, 6 forced fumbles, and 3 fumble recoveries. Last year, after coming back from a knee injury he suffered in 2021, Young had a career best 15 quarterback hurries and 7.5 sacks in the regular season. The D-end had 2 tackles and 1 sack in the 49ers Super Bowl loss to Kansas City. Young's pro career got off to a hot start, winning the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year award after the 2020 season. But accolades are nothing new for Young, who was a Heisman finalist and Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in his junior season, which was his last year at Ohio State. Udo was drafted in 2019 in the 6th round by the Minnesota Vikings out of Elon. In 2021, Udo had his most productive season, starting 16 of 17 games and only allowing 1 sack. It was coincidentally the one year that Clint Kubiak was on staff as the Vikings OC. Also on that staff was Saints' new offensive line coach Rick Dennison and quarterback coach Andrew Janoco. Last year, Udo suffered a quad injury that sidelined him after 2 games. He has spent time at tackle and guard and will provide a versatile swingman for the Saints. Let's check out interviews with both, starting with Chase and then Ole. Chase, thanks for jumping on the New Orleans Saints podcast with me. Welcome to the Saints and congratulations on signing.
I appreciate it.
When you were able to get here, kind of get acclimated to the city, briefly going out to dinner, being around a little bit yesterday as well, what stood out to you about New Orleans? What are you looking forward to?
Honestly, the fans are, amazing. Even just walking around, it's almost like a college town. I can just tell that football means a lot, in Louisiana, and it just makes me even more fired up and excited to play for them.
How different is it for you to go through the process of looking for a new team and signing with a new team?
Yeah, it was it was definitely different. Still being a young player in this league, I'm all still learning year in and year out. Just a lot of different things, and I'm definitely just every situation I've been through. I just look at them. I try to learn from them all.
First bout at free agency, but obviously you dealt with a trade last year. You got to play in the Super Bowl. What was that experience like?
It was great. It was electric. You can slice the air with a knife. the hours now, it was one of those things that, you never know if you'll get there again. A lot of people, even in the league now, vets have never been. So, I was really fortunate and blessed. Didn't come out with the win, but, just blessed for it all.
You had a really big moment, though, when you had that sack. When you look back on the experience, what kind of stands out to you the most?
Just going back to the basics, just being a player, leaving it all out on the field. If it's any game, it got to be that one. Mm-hmm. That game definitely means a lot, for sure.
You mentioned that you're still young, and it's probably been a difficult path for you dealing with the injury that you dealt with. What are you hoping that you can get from maybe this next phase of your career?
I'm still looking to do everything that I came to the league and wanted to do. And, being a player that I know I can be, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do it with the Saints.
Yeah. You're best year last year, the 8.5 sacks. So I know it's there, and we're excited to have it out here in the Superdome for us every Sunday. Have you played in that in the Dome before?
I haven't, but I'm very excited.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about it.
Man, I'm very excited. She said it go crazy in there, so I'm already ready to pump the crowd up. So
yeah. When did you get into football?
And I started playing when I was 5 years old.
And when you played football, any other sports?
Yeah, I played basketball, ran track, soccer.
I was looking back at some of your high school stats and stuff that you did there. Going to DeMatha, you played basketball with Markelle Fultz, who was a number one overall draft pick, now playing for the Magic. How cool was it to play on his team and be a part of obviously such a well-known program there?
Yeah, nah, it was great. I mean, you know, playing under one of the best coaches, you know, out here, Mike Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up going to Virginia Tech, assistant head coach. You know, playing under, you know, playing with Markelle. You know, it was great. I mean, obviously those guys I was playing with, you know, we had our center went to UConn. Our two guards, he went to Notre Dame. Like, we had some guys, like, you know, so it just was a it was definitely great just to see the difference in athlete and, you know, just to see, you know, why basketball players play basketball.
From high school, then went to Ohio State, which everybody remembers you playing there. Saints are very familiar with a lot of Ohio State players because we have had a couple over the years, have some now. How much have you talked to, you know, Chris Olave and Pete Werner since you signed?
I seen Chris when I went up there.
Okay.
A lot of he was working out, so talked to him. I mean, Pete has he's been hitting me up for like a week. I guess his he told me something about the scouts. Our scouts, you know, was talking to him and asked him about me, and he had sent me this long paragraph like a week before, kind of when we was about to set the visit up. But yeah, nah, Pete, my guy. I mean, Pete, he was really in the trenches with me. Like we really kind of, you know, Fiesta Bowl, Trevor Lawrence in the playoffs. Like, you know, Pete was with me, so Pete definitely knows me. I'm excited to get back with him, because he's definitely somebody you can just rely on.
What were some of his selling points for the team, or what was he kind of saying on the text messages?
You know, just, you know, I've really just asking how I'm doing, you know, have any questions, just, you know, ask them.
I'm sure you'll have plenty of questions when you get here about where to eat, because obviously that's what everybody talks about when they bring up New Orleans is the good food here. At Ohio State, you were a Heisman Trophy finalist, Big Ten Male Athlete of the Year. What was that season like for you?
It was crazy. It was crazy. I'm blessed. You know, just, you know, I was just blessed. I mean, it was definitely something I enjoyed. I mean, you know, never thought I'd go to the Heisman, but, it was cool.
You mentioned that you wanted to come here because, you know, it was a family oriented place. So what are you looking forward to about joining this locker room?
You know, obviously, you know, just starting to build that chemistry, with my new teammates. I'm excited to do it. You know, I'm just excited to wear that black and gold, man. It's I'm definitely excited just for this opportunity. In general, I watch the Saints coming up. You know, always been elite. You know, just a elite organization. You know, my whole life. So it's definitely, you know, an honor to play for a team like this, and you know, just excited to get going with the guys. You know, yeah.
Yeah. You're still in the D.C. area, obviously, where you grew up. When are you going to get down here?
Yeah, we're talking now, but I'm going to definitely be there soon, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to come back down a little sooner.
Yeah. What does the off season look like for you typically?
Training. I use a trainer. Yeah, just train. I mean, you know, I don't do too much. Chill and train.
Who are you looking forward to getting on the field with? I'm sure, you know, you mentioned Cam Jordan yesterday in your press conference. Anybody else that you're kind of looking forward to getting on the field with?
Honestly, just everybody. Just, you know, just to get going, you know, with the whole team, you know, just want to get comfortable, get going, and, you know, so we can get this thing started.
Yeah. What have some of the reactions been like from friends, family, maybe people around here about your signing?
Everybody's definitely excited. I'm excited. But yeah, you know, just blessed for the opportunity, but family's definitely excited.
Well, that's awesome. We are excited to have you here and looking forward to getting you out here on the field soon.
Good talking to you.
Ole, thank you so much for joining me on the New Orleans Saints podcast. Congratulations on signing.
Thank you.
How excited are you to be a Saint?
I'm pretty excited just seeing what's going on with Coach DA and having some familiar faces in the offensive room for sure, just to be able to start somewhere fresh and kind of already have a feel for what's going to go on, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It's exciting.
You mentioned some familiar faces on that side of the ball. Who do you know?
OC, Coach Clint Kubiak was our OC 2021, and he was quarterback's coach for the Vikings where I was at the last 5 years. And then Coach Dennison was also there, was O-line coach. And then, JB was actually the O-line coach at the Senior Bowl, so kind of have a familiarity with those guys. And Janoke as well, too,
yeah.
Quarterback's coach. So, yeah, got a couple familiar faces for sure.
Yeah, so in high school, you played at the East-West Shrine Bowl.
Yep.
Then you went on to play for the Senior Bowl as well. So Vikings were the coaches there, so you got some firsthand experience with them before you were drafted by them.
Well, so the Vikings were the coach at the Shrine game, or Janoke was at least. He was our OC for that game, and so that was cool just seeing him when I got drafted with the Vikings. And then the Senior Bowl that year was San Fran, and JB was coaching over there. He was the O-line coach in San Francisco in 2019, so that's how I kind of know him too.
Yeah, so you go way back with these guys.
Yeah, for sure.
What can you tell us about Clint Kubiak?
Offensively, scheme-wise, he's just straight for, like, being on track and getting great runs in, good pass to kind of marriage with what's going on with the run game. But really just all about all aspects of a West Coast offense and running the ball, good pass, good play action, and that kind of deal.
And then Dennison?
Rico, yeah, he's a really awesome coach. We'll make sure everyone knows that they're on the same page when it comes to scheme and what's going on that week in the game plan, and just being on top of that kind of thing. He's really good with that, and just keeping everyone kind of accountable for knowing what you got to know in order to perform on Sundays.
It's kind of funny that you're new here, but the coaches are new for us.
Yeah.
And not you.
Not me, yeah. It's kind of interesting, huh?
It's kind of nice for you, though.
For sure.
What are you looking forward to about joining this line?
Just looking across the board, just seeing a whole bunch of good athletes, good offensive linemen, just ready to compete and play and see how we do this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You're coming off a quad injury. Yep. I'm sure that was tough to miss a lot of last season.
For sure.
How are you doing now?
I'm good. Up to basically doing everything I need to be doing to make it to and do really well in training camp in this upcoming season. So just kind of was taking my time with it. And now the results of being really good with the rehab program that we were going up over back where I was at, just to make it to where I'm at right now, which is ahead of schedule for sure.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to having you here soon. Are you ready for the heat?
I'm from North Carolina, so the answer is yes, of course. So.
I know. We're both from North Carolina. It gets humid there, and it gets hot. It gets
humid and
it's
hot.
It's a little different down here.
Really? Are you trying to scare me?
No, it's going to be fun. You're going to love
it. Okay, awesome.
Let's talk about your roots. Growing up, what got you into football?
Honestly, just watching, like, wasn't really that big of a deal until, because usually my family was, like, basically every sport but football, because they didn't want any of us playing, because it's they heard all about concussions, but like.
And then you and your brother both played.
And then we both looked at it and were just like, wow, this sport's sick. I grew up watching Ben Roethlisberger, and that's I was like, dude, this dude's as big as I am, so like maybe I could be a quarterback, but I can't throw for, I can't throw for anything. So that was just like the first interest. I was like, all right, that's pretty cool, and kind of just the passion kind of went from there, just watching it, then having going to Super Bowl parties and all that stuff as a kid growing up. You just kind of ingrain that kind of culture, and that's how it kind of went for me.
Yeah, you are a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
So I guess this position fits you pretty well, yep. Although you did start on the defensive line.
I did. Wow. You went all the way back. That's sick. Yeah. So I did start as a D-tackle, got kicked out of that after one season, and then here we are.
Why'd you get kicked off the line there?
I honestly couldn't even tell you. I guess I thought I was doing a pretty good job stopping the run, but I guess not well enough, you know.
So they wanted you to be a blocker, really, instead.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. So you come from a pretty athletic family, at least for your siblings. Your sister played basketball at Wake Forest.
Yeah, he's best of both worlds. She is, honestly. She's super smart, super athletic, four-year starter, captain at Wake Forest. Yeah, she's pretty awesome, yeah. My little brother's NC State, and then older brother walked on at Bowling Green and then decided not really for him, and so... Everyone kind of played some kind of sports, mainly basketball, though, for sure, in that family. So, in my family, so it was cool to just be the one, the only one really who was pursuing football like that. So, yeah.
Gonna have any more pro athletes in the family?
Little bro's got a chance. He's still got two more years of eligibility. Yeah. So that would be sick to honestly see him come in and do his thing. So, honestly, something I'm looking forward to seeing how he progresses these last 2 years of eligibility he's got.
Yeah. I know this is way down the line, but after football.
Yep.
What are you thinking about doing?
See, I had ideas, and now I'm kind of like 27 and thinking, like, do I really want to do that or that? I could see myself doing a whole bunch of things. I think more realistically, especially coming off this injury, just getting a closer sense for what PTs and athletic trainers do. So something in that aspect where you're helping athletes kind of who aren't at 100% get back to being on the field and being their best selves, something along those lines would be sick. So, yeah.
Your parents both in the medical field, so it makes sense that you kind of would be drawn to that as well.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah, my dad's a doctor and my mom's an RN, so kind of just been around medicine for most of my life, just watching them work and grind, honestly. Crazy shifts and just seeing all that just motivates you to kind of want to help out as well, I guess, you know.
Both your parents were born in Nigeria.
Yep.
What was their journey like to get here?
That's a good question because honestly, sometimes I don't even know just because of the fact that they make it seem like it was so hard, you know. And so like you hear one of those stories and you're just like, wow, like what would I have done if I was in that situation? But honestly, incredibly proud that they both made it here as legal U.S. citizens and did it the right way and just kind of, you know, grinding to do what they had to do to be where they're at, being that my dad went to medical school here in a time when it was probably hard for someone like him to do all that, and my mom became a registered nurse and all that stuff. So just super proud of what they've done and been able to accomplish.
Yeah. You yourself went to college at Elon.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it's a football mecca or anything.
Yeah. Far from it, but I still love that place for sure. Yeah.
It's a great school. Yeah, it's an awesome campus, fun place. What was that like playing there and then taking the leap to the NFL?
Yeah, I think that's a great question just because of the fact that like prior to playing in an NFL, starting in NFL games, the largest crowd I had played in front of was like maybe 17,000, 18,000 to where it's like 3-4 times that in the NFL. Just being able to kind of just see how much that jump in play impacts the culture of the area around you is pretty awesome to see, I will say. Whereas at Elon, it was, don't get me wrong, football guys, we loved football, but not really reciprocated throughout the campus like that just because it's more of a private institution that focuses on Greek life and all this other stuff that is also important, but just not really as important to them as the sports were to us. So,
Have you ever played in the Superdome?
I have, actually. That was my first game ever in the NFL. My first preseason game was Saints here, and then we've played here two other times. One was in the end of 19 in the playoffs. I believe the Christmas game where Kamara went crazy, like 6 touchdowns or something like that.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. Yeah. That it was
both sides.
Obviously, you were playing for them.
Yeah,
then.
For sure. So, yeah.
So now you're going to be on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah, exactly.
How much are you looking forward to running out of the tunnel in the dome?
I think it's pretty exciting. I saw driving past that they changed the naming rights on that. It's pretty sick, too. Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
So, just being able to play with the new rights, I guess, is honestly a new christening for that place for me, at least, you know? So it'll be sick.
Yeah, you haven't been in there since they changed it to the Caesars Superdome.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you've been able to play in there, but I'm sure it'll be a little bit different on this side.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because the fans.
A lot more fun.
Yeah, the fans can be ruthless if you're an opposing team.
Opposing team, yeah, I could see that.
But that's why we love them, because they're very passionate.
Yep.
Outside of football, what do you like to do?
Watch movies, TV shows, play video games, read a little bit. And then recreationally, I guess, hit the driving range. I just got a pair of clubs like a year ago, so I'm starting that grind, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then really can't really be told if there's an activity going on and someone I know wants to do it, basically I'm down for anything. So yeah.
There are a lot of guys that you'll be able to chill with, because a lot of guys here play video games, watch movies, play golf. I mean, it's pretty typical answers.
For sure.
But for off season, what's your schedule looking like, or what are you going to be doing?
Actually, after this, I'll be flying back, and then I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina, finishing up my PT before OTA starts, and I'll be here for OTAs, probably looking for a spot to get in the next couple months, weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll be back in Raleigh beginning of April, so
really?
I might see you there.
Nice.
I know. My mom's getting married, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Big stuff happening.
In Cary?
In downtown Raleigh.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it.
For sure.
Well, I appreciate you joining us on the podcast. We're looking forward to seeing you out on the field soon.
Thank you.
In the black and gold.
Yes, ma'am.
But good luck with the next few months, and we'll see you here in OTA soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
The busy week continues as the Saints made additional moves Tuesday and Wednesday, which means we'll feature two more players tomorrow on another episode of the New Orleans Saints podcast.
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Saints podcast. Join us 3 times per week on NewOrleansSaints.com, the Saints mobile app, or you can download the podcast on iTunes. We'll see you next time, right here on the New Orleans Saints podcast.